We cannot go forward and build up this new world order, and this is our war aim, unless we begin to think differently. We must stop thinking in terms of property and power, and begin thinking in terms of community and creation. Take the change from property to community. Property is the old-fashioned way of thinking of a country as a thing, and a collection of things in that thing, all owned by certain people and constituting property. Instead of thinking of a country as the home of a living society, with the community itself as the first test. I'll give you an instance of how this change should be working. Near where I live is a house with a large garden. That's not being used at all because the owner has gone to America. Now, according to the property view, this is all right. And we, who haven't gone to America, must fight to protect this absentee owner's property. But on the community view, this is all wrong. There are hundreds of working men not far from here who urgently need ground for allotments so they can produce a bit more food. Also, we may soon need more houses for billeting. Therefore, I say that house and garden ought to be used where the owner, who's gone to America, likes it or not. It so happens that this war, whether those at present in authority like it or not, has to be fought as a citizens' war. There's no way out of that. Because of an order to defend and protect this island, not only against possible invasion, but also against all the disasters of aerial bombardment, it's been found necessary to bring into existence a new network of voluntary associations, such as the Home Guard, the Observer Corps, all the ARP and firefighting services and the like. They're a new type, what might be called the organised militant citizen, and the whole circumstances of their wartime life favour a sharply democratic outlook. Men and women with a gift for leadership now turn up in unexpected places. The new ordeals blast away the old shams. Britain, which in the years immediately before this war was rapidly losing such democratic virtues as it possessed, is now being bombed and burned into democracy.